This is K2PCB. K2PCB, you listening for any calls?
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Brett. So far, so good. Looking forward to the day. I'm sure you are as well. It's your last morning on the air with us before you head out for your trip. So definitely envious of that. And, so far so good. Not too bad of the week. Are you all ready to take off? Are you still there, Brad? K2PCB?
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ. How are you there?
I am definitely here, Brad. I'm starting to feel more and more confident that you've got something wrong in your system. Seems like you keep either dropping out or losing your reception. Yeah, I think when you get back from your trip, you should coordinate putting a antenna analyzer and or SWR meter on the radio and system there and see what's going on. Good morning there, Jeff. K2PCB.
PC2NVM, good morning. How are we today?
I'm doing pretty good. Except Brad's having trouble hearing us again. It seems like we establish a connection, and then it quickly fades. It's gone. Something's up with that. And I was just saying how when he gets back from his trip there, we can take a look. I can set him up with something, or that antenna analyzer that you have. I could take out my analyzer, but I'm sure yours is better.
Yeah, we could do a deep dive, even though when I get back. Because tonight's steak night and school night, and then tomorrow, and then off I go.
And I'll be on PTO Friday, but I'll be, for the most part, staying local. I'll be here in Western New York. I'm using up some of my PTO time, so we'll make the day of it. See, people are putting up their Halloween decorations. I guess if you have nice decorations, you want to put them up and get the most use out of them that you can. And really nothing else mid to end of September that you would decorate for. So, if it's not just general fall decorations, Halloween is the way to go.
Yeah, my wife has been in denial. It's getting cold. I actually wore a jacket this morning and pants. 2 weeks ago, I wanted to close the pool, and we had time, and it doesn't take much, and she's like, no, it's still going to be in, like, the 80s next week. No, don't close the pool. So the pool's not closed. And this weekend, I'm going away, and then it's going to get even colder. So when am I supposed to close the pool? I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out.
Well, I think this weekend is supposed to be relatively nice. So maybe she's hosting a pool party this Friday or Saturday or somewhere in there.
One could only be that lucky. Doubtful. But good effort. I would love for her to host a pool party. But it just doesn't seem likely. I don't think anybody would want to go swimming in a very cold pool.
Yeah, I was hoping to get out kayaking one more time, maybe a couple more times if possible. We've been out pretty late. We've been out in November before. We've been out there with jackets on and kind of pushing it a little bit, but they were really nice days. So we'll see what happens. I know, obviously, we get snow in October, and I think last two Halloweens have been pretty cool. So I don't know if we're going to get really, really nice weather. But I thought this weekend was supposed to be very moderate. So we'll see. Brad, see if you are still in there.
Okay, so no Brad. You kayakers are crazy. I have a friend, Randy, who we'll see tonight, who put in every month in the past 2 years since he's had his kayak, including February, January, December, finds time to go out, and the weather doesn't matter. He's nuts.
Yeah, there really does get, you know, to a point where it's, you know, potentially unsafe if you, if you drop in, fall in, you roll, whatever the case may be. If you're not adequately protected, and I don't have any kind of wetsuit that I would wear, so yeah, I do have some long pants in that, but yeah, I'm gonna feel that cold water, and hypothermia is a real thing, so I don't push it too much, but I do know once you get late in the season, that water is pretty cold under you, and you can feel it when you splash around, especially the one I use most. It's a sit on top kayak, and you get pretty wet as you're paddling around. My sit in, you're a little drier, but I don't take that one out too much anymore. But yeah, it's what it is.
All right, still no breath. I am connected into PCD as opposed to PET, so I don't know if that makes a difference. Should we switch over to PET, perhaps?
Now, technically, you are in, well, from the outside world, from Brad's perspective, I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference whether you're PCB or PET. Though I think in some of our previous tests, when you connected to PET, it sounded a little weird. If you wanted to do that test, yeah, we could do that. But ultimately, you're essentially going in the same way I'm going in. It's just one more internet hop. And, it shouldn't make a difference for Brad. Something's going wrong on his end. Something changed in his system from what it was before.
K2PCB, KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ. How are you guys doing this morning?
All right, see, there he is. Loud and, for the most part, clear. Actually, what I would expect from Brad. Are you hearing us back there, Brad?
Yeah, I can hear you guys pretty clear, or what you normally do. I had to turn my squelch to zero in order to hear a consistent transmission from both of you guys.
Yeah, so to have to turn that to zero, well, I guess the question is, did you always have to do that? And I think I asked you that the other day, and maybe the answer was yes, and that's peculiar, that the signal would be that weak. So either you're just getting the fringe of Ross's note, or there's something causing attenuation in your signal, into your radio, that is.
Yeah, the only thing I did, and it's not hooked up to anything now, is there's a piece of wire running on the east side of my property, horizontally. It's disconnected from anything. It's just a piece of wire there. I will pull that down, and then when I get back from vacation, we'll see if I can't go to a different squelch. It used to be a 2. I went to 1 this last night, for this morning, and I had to go to 0 in order to hear you guys.
Yeah, like I said, that's peculiar. It shouldn't be changing like that. There's something that's attenuating. So the either the receiver is degrading, and you could easily test that by going from one radio to the next. Are you getting water in your coax? Something like that, or your grounding system, the antenna, I guess there's not too many things you can really change. Is the antenna still connected? But if it wasn't, I don't think we would even hear you coming back. So, yeah, very, very strange.
Yeah, it is really strange. Because last night, well, one thing I did find is that there was part of the antenna was loose. I tightened that up yesterday, and last night I was listening to W2SO, their InfoNet, and a bunch of other people talking on the other repeaters, and everything was fine, at least from what I could tell. And so something's changed with Ross. Well, I'm not saying Ross's signal, but I'm saying something changed where I can't pick up his signal as clearly. And so there is, like you said, there's some attenuation coming someplace.
Okay. Other frequencies that you should be hearing really well are, was it WA2HKS, 444, you hear that one a lot. I could see you picking up, if we have it programmed in your radio, what the heck is it? You should get the Lockport system. They're pretty strong. Oh, crap, what's the other one that comes in a lot? Yeah, there's like four that you should get on a regular basis that you'll hear every hour. Even if it's not ID, it kind of give you a good feel for how it's receiving. So maybe Ross did decrease his power.
Oh, I didn't touch that off. KC2PZ.
I'm going to switch radios again and see if that changes. I'll be back in a second.
Yeah, good morning there, Ross. It's funny, I was talking about that scanner, and I was listening to my node. My node is sitting at 446.1, and when I did a search for the, the signal stalker, with that scan, it came up as 446.095. So I wonder if there's a discrepancy in the frequency counter of the scanner, or am I really off frequency? Because that's using a Bofang 888 as its transceiver in the node and compared to something else. And see if everything comes up shifted like that, or is it just my node?
Yeah, it could be. Bofangs are definitely not rock solid, so I think you could probably fix that in the software. I think you can allow for a clock shift a little bit. I don't know if the clock shift would be enough, or you actually have to move it one. You're not off that far, it doesn't sound like. Maybe just one little shift in a couple of kilohertz, maybe it might fix it.
Yeah, and during my morning commute like this, you guys would never hear it. It would only be when I'm at home on an HD.
Yeah, it's kind of strange how Brad's having all kinds of problems. I know it's cooler out. I don't know if temperature has something to do with it, but I haven't touched anything in my node. It's been playing well, and I've learned to leave it alone since I did increase the power on it up to, I think it was 7, 8 watts or something like that, as the needle flies up.
Okay, this is K2GQ. I'm back. Switch radios. I had to take the squelch on this radio down to 02 for 0 also. So apparently there is something wrong, probably with the coax, that is attenuating and that it degraded over time.
Yeah, either the coax or the antenna. Something's, especially if you see it change, it really shouldn't change. Well, you're only comparing it against Ross's signal. It'd be nice if you had some other another data point or multiple data points to compare it to for other signals that have come in. Like, let's see, even just listening to the, NOAA weather, if you know how good that normally came in versus how it comes in now.
Yeah, I can check that. And if Ross would do me the favor of giving the morning brew on his node, I could try that this morning.
Yep, no problem, Brad. I'll turn that on this morning for you. You can listen to that.
All right, I'm going to squeeze in here and say it's 45, so I'm going to pop out. We'll talk to you soon, not tomorrow, Brad. And, yeah, enjoy your time. This is K2PCB. I'll catch up with everyone else throughout the day. K2PCB clear.